Continues the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. We'll start from Mem Vova Med Beis, the last three words. Elo Amarova, Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph. Hanach Lenea Shemun Upsila, Hul Dinase Bosis Ledova Osa. The reason why Reb Shimon agrees that you can't move a ner, a candle, while it's lit, is not because of Shem Yechaba, but because the ner Shemun Upsila are a bosis to a Dover Osa. To what? Zok Rashi, to the Shalheves, to the flame. Because that type of muktzah, Reb Shimon agrees that the kli zok rashi, meaning what's below the flame, is tuffel to the shalheves while it's lit, but not because it's chayish for shem yichabe, but because it's bosses to the dover also. Explains the Ritva, the pshat is because the shalheves itself is muktzah, so the ner, it's the holder, the shemen, the oil, the psila, the wick, all become like tuffel to the shalheves itself. So mele, it's muktzah like the shalheves itself. Because the shalheves cannot stand on its own. It needs them to exist. It needs the shemen, it needs the psila, it needs the ner. So mela, as long as it's lit, it's muktzah like the shalheves itself. Explains the Chazon Ish, lemaisa, the shalheves itself, you're allowed to be nana from the shalheves. So how could the shalheves be muktzah? So he says, the ishtamshus is mutter, but the tiltel is also. So mela, it's shaykh to be muktzah, even though you're allowed to be nana from it. Others say a little different. The Mechashloim, Shlomi Zalman says, the pshat in the shalheves is because the shalheves is a flicker that constantly renews itself. It's a new flame every second. Every second it's a new flame from the second before when it absorbed the shemen. So now it's a new flame. So memele, it's not part of the kli that's below it because it's a new entity every second. And since you can't move it on its own and it's a separate entity from the kli, so memele, it's muktzah. You can't be metatlet on its own. And it's a new chefta, not totally in the kli itself. It's a new entity every second. So mele, that's what makes it muktzah. Now, the Chorim say Yesoid in Bosis is not the pshat stam, like Rashi is saying, the simple understanding that the kli is tuffel to the shalheves. It's not stam that it's bottle to whatever is above it. And mele, it's as if it's not here. It's bottle that it's nisbatel, like din bittel. The pshat is that it's mishamish to what's above it. So mele, it receives the dinim of that which is above it. So since above it is something that's mukta, so what's below it receives the din of mukta of what's above it. And according to this understanding, it's very moving, Taisim Bey, Daf Lamates, that the kli, Taisim says that the kli is not bottled to the shalheves. So that's why, even if a moitzi shalheves will be put to a mitzad ha'itzah on Shabbos, because ain't by mamish, but the chayv on the itzah of the kli. This is very good, understandable, according to this havana, because the kli is not pshat that it's bottled to the thing above it and kamisha einoi. Just, it has the din of klapi what's above it. So it gets the din of muktzah. But avada, legabe din hoitzah, avada yechayv on the kli, even if you're not going to be chayv on the shalavis on its own, because the shalavis ain't b'mamish. Now, toys about varns over here, halach ner shemen upsila, all three of them are bosses of dover osa. Toys says that the reason we have to say that the shemen is bosses to the dover osa, because if not, then the holder, the ner, is bosses the dover osa the dover mutter. So then it will not be osa, because if the shemen is not a dover osa, so then it will be bosses, the ner will be bosses dover osa dover mutter. So mele, that's where we have to say that the shemen gufa is bosses the dover osa, so the shemen gufa becomes osa. Otherwise, the ner would be bosses the dover osa, the shalavis, and the dover mutter, which is the shemen. So that's what they say, that the shemen gufa is a bosses the dover osa. Why do we have to say the psila? The Gemara said three things are bosses. The ner, the shemen, and the psila. All bosses to the shalheves. So why do we have to say that the psila is? Zok Teisvus, that l'chayra, the psila, why do you say it's bosses? The psila itself is a dover osir. Like we say, that shivei psila is broken pieces of wicks, meaning pieces of wicks, are not to be metalta because they're muktzah. So the shivrei psila have a shivrei kelim v'dom l'tzoris. That's only by shivrei psila. But psila shleima, so that would not be considered muktzah if not for the fact that it's bosses of dover osir. A full psila, full wick, would not be considered a dover osir, and that's we have to say it's bosses of dover osir. So mele becomes that din and it becomes osir. Zok the gemara weiter. Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Asi, Omer Reb Yechanan, Omer Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Rumnes. Li hitte Rebbe letaltel machta ba'afro. Rebbe allowed me to carry a machta ba'afro, which machta is like an ashtray ba'afro with the ashes. Now, it's not a regular ashes. It's really incense that you burn. So these are different types of levoinas that you burn. So it's a tray which has a covering over it with holes in there that the fragrance can can protrude through those holes. So after it's burnt, even though the levain is burnt, you have the ephor, you have the ashes. He allowed you to carry this ashtray with the ashes of the levaina. Now, l'chayre, the ephor is muktzah. And still Rebbe allowed to be metal to the machta, which is the tray under it. So we see that there's no problem of bosses. Omale Reb Zeira l'Rav Asi, mi omer Reb Yechon hochi? You're telling me this in the name of Reb Yechon. Om Reb Zeira, Om Reb Asi, Om Reb Yechon. Did Reb Yechon say that you're allowed to be metal to the kli, even though there's a muktzah above it? How could that be? V'atnan, there's a Mishnah later, noitel odom b'noi ve'evan b'yodoi. That means you're allowed to pick up your child even though he's holding a evan. A kilkala or a basket, the evan besercha, even though there's an evan inside of it. Meaning you're not allowed to stop and pick up a basket with a stone in there. It's only because there's peris inside. So me'ela, the kilkala, the basket is bosses the dova osir and the dova mutter. And since the dova mutter is more choshim than the dova osir, that's why you're allowed to carry the basket. It's mashma, time at the isbe pega, only because it has fruits in there too. Holes the pega, if it won't have fruits, then loy, then I'll be metaltal, because the evan is a bosses to the kilkala, to the basket. So Ibazari, how could the Yechonon allow to carry this ashtray, this machta, with the efer, the efer is muktzah, and it's bosses to it?
Zog the gemara ish toimim kishol chado. He was quiet for a shol chado to answer this question. Va'oman, he said, Hochanami, we're not talking about a regular machta with just the efer on it, just with the ashes. No. Hochanami, the isbe kartin, meaning you still have remnants of the levoina that was not burnt. So Mameli, not carrying a machta just with the ashes, with the afara. You're carrying it with the kartin, which is the levoina. So it's just like the kilkala, the basket has a peris and an evan. So it's both the dova, also dova muta. So Mameli, dova muta is mochoshev, and that's why it's muta.
Zog the Gemara, Omer Abaye, kartin bei Rebbe. These leftover remnants of the levoina that weren't burnt yet. Remnants is Michshivi by Bay Rebbe. Rebbe was very wealthy. So he was wealthy, he was an Oshi, he was a Nosi, Bisrol. So if it's not Choshe by him, so how does that make it the boss is the Dova Osa, the Dova Mutta? Klap by him, it's out of Dova Mutta. It's Vaitem Mukta. He has nothing from remnants of Levoina. Bechitem, you're going to tell me, Choselaniim, that Lemaisa for paupers. The Kartin is Choshev. In fact, the more you don't look at a pauper, what it would have been for him. You look at the individual that wants to hold it. Vatanya, we learned clearly, big de'aniyim. Big de'aniyim means gimel ha-gimel etzbois. Is la'aniyim is only considered a beggar for aniyim, like Abi Kabbalah's Tuma. Ubig de'ashirim, which is gimel ha-gimel tfochim, is la'ashirim. Aval de'aniyim la'ashirim loy. But big de'aniyim of gimel etzbois is not considered a beggar for ashirim, like Kabbalah's Tuma. So you look at every individual. So klape Rebbe, katin, even unburnt levoina, is not choshev, remnants of unburnt levoina. So vaita, how did he allow to pick up the machta, the ashtray?
Elom Rabbaye, Zok the Gemara, the reason why Rebbe allowed the tiltal of this machta, which has the afer in it, is because midi dehava gaf shel reya. It's like a kli of reya. Reya that has feces in there, which is mos, which is disgusting. So mainly, even though it's muktzah, you have nothing from it, there's a special het of gaf shel reya allowed to take out to the garbage. So the same thing over here. This machta, even with the ashes, even though it's muktzah, but it's disgusting, so mainly, you're allowed to take it out.
Frag the Gemara on that. Omarov is teichus bedavar. What kind of teretz is this? Like a graf shereya? It's much different than a graf shereya. Zog Rava on a bayis teretz a graf shereya. Chad a graf shereya mois. Graf shereya is taka mois. It's disgusting. V'hailoi mois. Mashing and ash is not mois. V'oid graf shereya megalia. Graf shereya is exposed. It's open. It's a party that's open. There's no covering. V'hai mixa. Mashing the ashray is covered. It has holes where the fragrance protrudes through. But the etzim it's covered. So oy bezoi. How are you allowed to move the machta with the ashes? As graf sharei, no shach as a graf sharei. Elo magove ki avinon be'rav Nachman ave metaltalinon. Meaning, he says the pshat is they were metaltal kenuna agav kitmo. Kenuna is a tray, a klein choshes that you have burning coals in there. Now, even though they're ready kofsa, even though they're extinguished, but you're allowed to move them, even though they're muktzah, agav kitmo, agav the efer that you have. Why? Because since you're mechashev on the afer before Shabbos, they don't want to utilize these ashes to cover spittle, roik, or to cover reya, to cover feces. So in Mela, you have a purpose with the ashes. Here the Gemara changes what we had in the Avamina. Before we held ashes on muktzah. Now we're saying that ashes, if you're mechashev on it, then it's be'etzim not muktzah because you can utilize it to cover spit. So va'afgav dikale shivre etzim. Even though
that you had on this knuna, on this kli, you also have shivre etzim. Now, shivre etzim are not roi for any tashmish, these twigs. So we see clearly it's like a kilkala, like a basket with peris and heaven. So you're allowed to be mektalta because you have the bosses of dava, also dava muta. If the dava muta is machash, we're allowed to carry it. So we're also, you have the knuna, you have this tray with even though you have shivre etzim, which is dava also, but you have kitma. Kitma is ashes, which should be used to cover spit or reya. So the same thing over here. The reason why you're allowed to move the machta, even though it has ashes in there, because the ashes, not because of the levina that wasn't burnt, it's because the ashes be'etzim can be used to cover roik or to cover reya.
Now Tosis says that shiurei koisis, leftover remnants that you have inside a cup, the chayra, it's also muktzah. You have nothing from that droplet. So it's not going to make it that the koisis is bottled to it, even though there's nothing, no heter with it. It's not pshat bosel dava osel dava muta. So how could you move the cups? So Tosis says, no, it's not going to be chshiva lemahave kois bottle legabayu. It's not going to have that chshivas. And the Rashba explains, and he brings it by the time, and he says that the yisoid of bosses is when the dover osur, you can shake off, and you don't shake it off, so mele becomes bosses. Mashengen shiur koises, anyways you can't shake off. So mele doesn't become bosses to the cup. And shivre eitzim, and the afer, the reason why it's not bosses is because the taka can't shake it off, because you don't want the shiver etzim to be shooken off, because then the efer will fall off. So mele it's taka not able to shake it off, and that's why it says it's not bosses. The Ramban taka says that that's the sugi over here. The sugi is like shiver koises. We look at it like shiver koises, even though the shiver etzim. And that's why the efer is taka mutter, even though the shiver etzim, because we look at it like shiver koises, where it's not choshev enough to be mavata the kli that's below it. So it's not considered bosses ledava osa. So Akoponim, the Gemara's Teretz is Alam Arova, that the reason why we allow the tiltal of the Knuna is Agav Kitma, because the Efer, the ashes can be used to be cover Roik or Tzoya. V'Avgav Dikalek Shivre Eitzim, even though the Shivre Eitzim that cannot be used. But since it has the Dova Amuta, which is more Choshev, the Kitma, so in Mela you can move the Knuna even though it has Shivre Eitzim. So the same thing over here. You allow to move the Machta, even though it has the Efer in it, even if it has shiver etzim too, because the ma'aser the efer can be used to cover the roik or to cover reya. Now, in fact, Akasha, you're telling me that knun is mutter. Agav kitmo, even though it's shiver etzim, meisvei b'shovin min machloek zabirun Reb Shimon. If a ner yoshin is allowed to be metatlo, not Reb Yudah says it's also because muktzah machmas mius. Reb Shimon says that a ner yoshin is not muktzah because you don't say muktzah machmas mius, and the shemen that's left in the ner could be used, so it's not muktzah. However, Reb Shimon agrees. The shovin shim yesh bo shivrei psila, that if the ner yoshin also has shivrei psila in there, then also letaltel, then it's also to metaltel. Why is it also to metaltel the ner yoshin, even though there's shemen in there? Because it becomes bosses of dava also to the shivrei psila. So ibazoi, how do you say that it's mutter to metaltel the knuna with the shivrei etzim because of the efer, because of the ashes, that is mutter lechayra? We see that they both agree the shovin that shivrei psila will make it that it's also the metaltel, the whole ner yoshin. So what does it help me that you're moving the machta because of the efer? You have shivre psila v'shovin that is a shivre psila. Then it's also the taltel. And for the Gemara, that din of shovin that it's also is only om rabai beglila shanu. That's talking about in Golil. In Golil, big the pitcher was a matzui. So because by them shivre psilois was very choshev. They needed it. So by them, the Shivei Psilos are more choshev than the Shemen Shemener. So in Mele, it's considered bosses only to the Shivei Psilos. So in Mele, it's not bosses to the Shemen that's mutter, it's bosses to the Dova Osa. So Mashenk in other places where Shivei Psilos are not so choshev, then it's bosses to the Dova Osa, Dova Mutter, and the Shemen is more choshev. Because the Yisoid in bosses is, it's bosses to the Dova Osa and the Dova Mutter, it's only mutter if the Dova Mutter is more choshev. So in Glila, the Dova Osa is more choshev. So then Taka is showing the Shivei Psila is Taka also the Taltel, if it has Shivei Psila. Because in Golol, Shivei Psila are very choshev, so it's considered the Ner Yoshin, even though it has Shemen, which is Mutter, it's bosses to the Dova Osa, which is more choshev. But in other places, when you have Dova Osa and Dova Mutter, it's Taka Mutter. And the ashes are more choshev in other places than the Shivei Psila, and that's why it's Mutter, because you can use the Afer, the ashes, to cover Roik. And that's the story. Then every time you have a bosses, the mussel by Shabbos candles, Kiddu, the Magen Avraham says that the woman can light on the table, even though it's the tray that the candles are on, the candlesticks are on, is bosses ledova osa. So the teretz is because you can put on a dova muta on it. You also put a dova muta. You put on a kicker of lechem. You put on a ring which is choshev. So it becomes dova osa dova muta, and then you can move it. L'maisa the goin in Maisa Rav says not to do that, and it's based on a tshuva sirivosh, which the Mishmura brings, is because be'etzim the shemen is more choshev. Why is it more choshev? Because shemen you need for the ner. You need for the ner Shabbos. So you can put a diamond ring from today to tomorrow. The shemen be'etzim is more choshev. So if you have a dover osin dover muta, if the dover osir is more choshev be'etzim, then it's not going to help you that you put a dover muta with it. And that's why it's not going to help Zok the Goyin to put a ring together with on the tray where you have the candles. So mele, you take a light the candles on a separate table in order not to come into the problem of dover os and dover muta, where the dover os is be'etzim u'choshev. L'maisa, nara pashta, many fear zich to rely on this magen avraham and they do it, but those that don't, it's because of this yisoid. The dover os and dover muta can't even be shover. It has to be the dover muta, has to be more choshev than the dover os. Zog dem avayte Levi bashmul, ashkechinu l'reb abba, u'l'rav huna b'achia, d'ave kaima pischa, d've rav huna. They were standing at the Pesach of the house of rav huna. Omar lehu, Mahu lahachzim mitashal tasiim b'shabos. The mitashal tasiim was a type of, not a regular folding bed, but it was a bed that comes apart. And since it comes apart in different pieces, I guess when you travel with it, it's easier to transfer and transport it when it comes apart. So how are you allowed to now put it back together on Shabbos? Is it considered binyan? So Rashi already says, even though I'm binyan v'stil b'kelim, but it's the chorel's makah b'pateh should be also. Omrulei, so they said, Shape Domi, you're allowed to put this back together. And there's no problem that it's considered Makabe Patish. Now, the Maskon of the Gemara is going to be that you don't screw it together with bolts, and you don't even make it tight, you leave it in a very loose way. So then it's not even Osamid Rabbonon. When you do bolting it, then it's Mamash Isachatos maybe. Then it's considered Makabe Patish. Because ain't binyan b'kelim, so it's makabe patish. If you hold yesh binyan b'kelim, then it's boina. But pasha is makabe patish, Zok Rashi. And if you don't bolt it, but it's very tight, then it might be an isad rabbonon. But if you do it rofui, and that's what he's referring to, lemais and maskona, so then it's shape domi. Zok dimor osla kamei, the Rabbi Yehuda, he came in front of Rabbi Yehuda, and he asked him the same question. Are you allowed to be machzer this mitzvah shel tasiim, this bed that comes apart into different pieces? Omar, ho ravu shmuel damitavayu, so we see that it's chiyuv chatos, it's makabe patish. So how do you even want to say that it's muta? Meaning they held that if you put it together tight, it's chiyuv chatos. Not when you bolt it, even tight. So then rofui should at least be also midrabonon. Zog demal meisvei state hamachzil kenei menoira. Likewise, we're coming to ask a kasha now. That you're saying that if you make it very tight, you chayv chatos, we see not like that. Hamachzik kenei menorah, if someone takes the different konim of the menorah, that I guess come apart also, like we had before chulius, they come apart. B'Shabbos, and he's machzik them on Shabbos, he's chayv chatos. However, kenei sidin, when you have those scaffolds that painters or that construction workers use, that come apart, if you put them together on Shabbos, so ein chami lo yachzir, vim hichzir your potter. You're not chayv chatos, it's potter aval osur. Now, the Rishonim explained the difference between Knei Sidon and Knei Menorah is because Knei Menorah are meant to stay when you put them together. Knei Sidon are meant to come apart, depends on the level that you want. So, Melod, it's not going to be as strong. So, Melod's more rough for you, so that's why it's potter aval osur. Zog Gemara, the Gemara continues, Rav Simoy Oimer, Keren Agula. Keren Agula is like an instrument. Like a bagpipe or some type of instrument that has many, many different parts to it. So different chalolim, so yechai v'chatos if you put them together. However, pshuto, if it's a keren pshuto, meaning it doesn't have different parts, so then it's more straight, it just comes, it just extends smaller and larger, so then even though if you make it larger and smaller, you're potter. We see al kaponim that how did he allow this mita shel tasiim to be put together on Shabbos, Reb Abba, asked the question, and he said, Mitchel Tasim b'Shabbos, Ishape Domi, before the Gemara knows the maskone that it's Rofui. But the Gemara assumes now that it's tight. So then why is it different than Knei Sidon, or the Knei Sain, it says, Potavel Osset, it's Chodsh Osset, or Knei Menoyre, it's even Chai Vechatos. How did he allow it? Karen Pshuta is Takapota, but Karen Agula, we said, is Chayiv. The question is, why is it Mitesh HaTasiyim Mutter? Why is it different than Knei Sain? And Knei Sain is Lo Yachzim Mirza Potavel Osset. On that, the Gemara answers, Inu de Omar ki haitana, meaning, Reb Abba that said that the Knei Mita Shel Tasayim is Shapir Domi and it's Mutter. He holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, it says in the Braisa, Mil Benois Hamita are the different parts of a bed that you place the legs and you place the plank and the legs on. So, Ukrois Hamita, or the different other parts of the bed, the plank and the legs, Ulevochim Shel Skivus, or Ulevochim Shel Skivus is the different parts that you put together when you build a bow and arrow. Lo yachzi, you shouldn't put them together. You shouldn't be mechaber them together. Vim hichzir, but if you did it, it wasn't so tight. So then potter, zoktimo memzayin amad beis, potter velosa. Now, lo yitka, but you shouldn't put them very tight. It means with bolts. Vim toka yichai v'chatos. And this one negated to us. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer, im hoya rofi muter. If it's loose, if it wasn't tight, so then it's takamuta. And that's the Yisoid HaMachloikas. Something that is enechanami bolted is chai v'chatos. Something that is tight and not bolted is also midrabonon, because you might come to make it bolted. Something that is rofi, that is loose, zok tev shimen gamliel, is takamuta. And that's the pshat why mitash atasim, he allowed to put together, because he held it was muta only when it's rofi, only when it's taka very loose. Finishes the Gemara, Bei Rav Choma. Memzayinam at Beis, Bei Rav Choma have a mita galaniso. They had a mita that's made out of different parts, a mita shel prokim, like a mita shel tasim. Have a mahadrele biyomitava. They were allowed to put it back on yontif and put it back together. Omalim with Rabbanon l'rova. So Rabbanon told Rova, my daitach, why are you allowing to put this mita back together? Because binyamin atzadu, because it's considered ayde shinu, you're doing it indirectly min atzad. So ney di isur de reisa leka, even though there's no isur de reisa binyamin atzad, but isur de Rabbanon miyiko, there's an isur de Rabbanon. Omalei, the reason why I'm allowing to build this mita galaniso and put it back together is anok Reb Shimon Gamliel svirlei, like Reb Shimon Gamliel we just had. The omar im hoya rofui muter, if it's rofui, if it's not tight, so then it's taka muter. And that's a pshat in the mita shel tasiyim that he allowed. All right, we'll stop over here. Mem zayin omid beis, by the Mishnah of noisin kli tachas aner, the last Mishnah in Perikira.